الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم True Parental Stories Attar's Dua O Lord of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم Whoever reads or listens to the 26-page booklet True Parental Stories Allow them to obey and serve their parents Also, grant them and their parents entry into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability. Ameen bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of reciting salats upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The fourth caliph of Islam, Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu said, Whenever you pass by a masjid, Send salat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. He became obedient to his parents. To shed tears of regret over your misdeeds, attain cure from the disease of sin, develop a desire to perform good deeds, adorn yourself with the sunnah and fill your heart with love for the Prophet, Always remain attached with the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Always remain avidly concerned with preserving your faith. Be diligent in offering your salah. Adopt the sunnah and live your life in accordance with the Pious Deeds booklet. In order to attain steadfastness upon this, take accountability of yourself every day whilst filling this booklet in. By the first day of every month, Hand this in to the relevant responsible person in your locality to achieve the goal of I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world travel in sunnah-inspired Madni qafilas for 3 days of every month. In these, you will attain the company of those who love Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Here is an amazing story enclosed for encouragement. The following is a summarized version of what an Islamic brother from Punjab, Pakistan explained. He was around 20 years old when this took place. After sitting his mid-semester exams in around 2009, he came home for the holidays. Leaving the home to buy vegetables, he came across some individuals wearing imamas. They met him with splendid conduct and heart-winning affection. When they went on to invite him to a sunnah-inspired weekly gathering, their politeness and manners left him with no choice but to say yes. They agreed upon a time and place to meet up and drive to the gathering together later. When the time came, they met him with great decorum yet again. Alhamdulillah, they attended Dawat-e-Islami's Sunnah-inspired weekly gathering held in Jampur's Fizan-e-Madina. As for this Islamic brother, this was the first time he attended such a gathering. His life was changed by poems in praise of the Prophet, the Sunnah-inspired speech, wholehearted dhikr of Allah and emotional du'as. During the latter in particular, he was overwhelmed with the fear of Allah and began to cry. He repented from his sins and began to offer his salah regularly from this point. After this, he grew his beard and began wearing the imama himself. He was previously foul-mouthed, even shouting at his parents and disrespecting them. Overnight, he was now listening to their every word and kissing their hands. All his family were pleasantly taken aback by this positive change. Before joining Dawat-e-Islami's Islamic environment, he was afflicted with an illness that worried him extensively. Allah granted him cure from this, and he believed this was a result of him attending these sunnah-inspired gatherings. Witnessing this, his mother instructed him to take part in a 63-day Madani training course organized by Dawat-e-Islami and to supplicate there for his younger brother who was suffering from kidney problems. Acting upon her command, he travelled to Sahiwal's Fizan-e-Madina to take part in this course in around 2010. Not only did he pray for his brother there, but he would also request others to do the same. Alhamdulillah, it had only been 2 weeks since he started the course when his brother's health began to improve, even though the doctors had said he would need to undergo surgery. When he was reassessed, doctors were amazed and said there was no longer a need to operate. Alhamdulillah, his brother went on to regain his health completely. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Key points about calling to righteousness. Dear Islamic brothers, through the blessings of Dawati Islami's Islamic environment, a person previously disobedient to his parents was guided to the right path. Most fortunate are those with whom their parents are pleased. And by Allah, most unfortunate are those who, without a valid reason sanctioned by Sharia, cause their parents to become displeased with them. As disobedience of parents and hurting their feelings is so widespread today, let us now discuss the rewards that come from pleasing them and the punishment one incurs by displeasing them. In regard to this, let us move on to a true story about a mother's loving du'as for her son. When a son recited the kalima by the du'as of his mother, a doctor mentioned, someone once suffered a major heart attack and there was no hope of him living for much longer. His mother was sat at his bedside and made a dua which those present were able to hear. O Allah, she beseeched, I am pleased with my son. I ask you to also be pleased with him. She continued praying for him as doctors administered treatment. When his final moments arrived, her son recited the kalima aloud. A smile beamed across his face and his soul left his body. He who recites the kalima at the time of death will enter paradise. Subhanallah, what words can be used to describe the excellence of a Muslim who leaves the world with their mother pleased with them and whilst reciting the kalima? By Allah, such a Muslim is very fortunate. This is just as our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. He whose final words are La ilaha illallahu will enter paradise. Reciting the kalima leads to forgiveness. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, the angel of death came to a dying person and gazed into his heart but did not find any good deed. He, i.e. the angel, then proceeded to open his mouth and saw the edges of his tongue pressed against his palate. He was reciting La ilaha illallahu. He was forgiven due to this kalima. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The reward of an accepted Hajj. Dear Islamic brothers, the status afforded to parents is indeed lofty. Their du'as for their children are accepted. One must strive to keep them happy and earn a place in their prayers. Their happiness leads to one's faith being preserved, whilst their displeasure can result in its being ruined. Those obedient to their parents always remain prosperous and content. No matter where they are in the world, they draw blessings from the du'as of their parents. It is mentioned on pages 6 to 7 of Oceanic Dome, a booklet of Maktabatul Madina, look at your parents with compassion, love and mercy. What can be said of the great excellence this entails? The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when children mercifully gaze upon their parents, Allah records for them the reward of an accepted Hajj for each glance. The companions alayhimur ridwan asked, even if they look at their parents 100 times in a day, The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Na'am, Allahu Akbar wa atyabu. Allah is the greatest and purest. Undoubtedly, Allah has power over everything and can grant as much as He wills. He is not weak or incapable in any way. If one was to mercifully look at his parents 100 times a day or even 1,000 times, Allah will grant the reward of 1,000 accepted Hajj. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Terrifying death of the one who abandoned his mother. There was an individual whose mother was severely sick and on her deathbed. Despite this, the unfortunate man disrespected and abandoned her, leaving her to pass away alone. Time went by, and after 30 years, the unfortunate son was afflicted with cholera. He became crippingly weak. What he had earned with his own hands returned to him, and he wept. I have 3 sons, but they have no concern for me. I have been ill for many days, but they have not visited me once. In the end, just like his mother, he died alone. When the next morning arrived, locals saw ants had gathered on his body and were beginning to consume him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, as a fact, anyone who causes pain to their parents are punished in this world too. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, if Allah wills, He delays the punishment of every sin until the day of judgment. Yet He inflicts punishment in this life for being disobedient to parents. Truly fortunate are those who keep their parents happy, and ruin is for those who displease them. Allah states in verses 23 to 25 of Surah Bani Israel. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bil walidayni ihsana. Imma yablughan 'indaka al-kibra ahaduhuma aw kilahuma fala taqul lahumā uffin wa la tanhar. ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And treat parents with goodness if one of them or both reach old age in front of you. So do not say even "Ugh" to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them words of respect, and spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart, and request humbly that, O my Lord, have mercy on them both, just as they brought me up in my childhood. Your Lord is well aware of what is in your hearts. The mother who tolerate the impurity of her child. Dear Islamic brothers, in the above mentioned verses, Allah has commanded us to be good to our parents and serve them, particularly in their old age. There is no doubt elderly parents are testing for a person. At times, in extreme old age, they soil the bed, which causes children to be put off. Remember, it is necessary to serve parents even in this state. A mother once tolerated her child wetting the bed or doing other such similar things. No matter how short-tempered parents become due to old age and illness, and even if they quarrel with you without reason, you must always be patient, patient, and nothing but patient. It is equally essential for you to respect them in this state. Let alone this, you must not even say, "Oh," to them. Otherwise, success can slip from your grasp and you may fall into ruin in both worlds. Anyone who hurts their parents' feelings will be disgraced in this world and worthy of punishment in the hereafter. The young man who screamed during his final moments. A young man's kidneys once failed, so he was admitted into hospital. His state was dire. When the time of his death approached, i.e., when his soul was being extracted, distressing sounds could be heard from his mouth and nose. His face would become blue and his eyes almost bulged out of their sockets. He remained in this state for 2 days. These distressing sounds eventually developed into terrifying screams, which started to cause other patients on the ward to run away. He was then moved to a separate room, some distance away from the ward. His father said to the doctors, "Administer a fatal injection to him so that he dies. We cannot bear to see him like this." When asked the reason behind his son's condition, the father responded with disgust, "This person would hit his mother in order to please his wife, and I would stop him. It appears he is being punished for that now." After remaining in this terrible state for 3 days, he passed away. The person who became mute after not replying to his mother. Dear Islamic brothers, we repent to Allah and ask him for well-being. Hurting the feelings of one's parents brings disgrace and terrifying punishment. We need to keep an eye out for our parents all the time and be extremely cautious in our dealing with them. If they call us, we should leave everything at once and respond to them respectfully. A person was once called by his mother, yet he chose not to respond. Due to this, she made dua against him, causing him to become mute. Acts of worship not accepted. In response to a question regarding a person who is disobedient to his father, the reviver of Islam and Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, clarified, "Disobedience of the father is disobedience of Allah. The displeasure of the father is the displeasure of Allah. If a man pleases his parents, they are his paradise. And if he displeases them, they are his hell. Until he pleases his father, none of his fardh, nafal, or righteous actions are accepted. Alongside punishment in the hereafter, such a person will be afflicted by severe calamity in this world. There is also fear that he will be unable to recite the kalima at the time of death." Mu'adhallah. Donkey-like appearance. Awam bin Hawshab rahmatullahi alayh, a Taba Tabi'i who passed away in 148 AH, states, "I once passed by a neighborhood at the edge of which was a graveyard. After Asr, one of the graves split open and a man came out who had the head of a donkey and the body of a human. He brayed like a donkey 3 times and then returned to his grave, which closed behind him. There was an elderly lady sitting there who was cutting some thread. A woman said to me, 'Do you see the elderly lady?' I asked, 'What is her story?' She replied, 'She is the mother of that person in the grave. He was an alcoholic. When he would return home in the evening, his mother would advise him, "O son, fear Allah. How long will you continue drinking this impurity?" He would reply by remarking, "You bray like a donkey." He passed away after Asr. Ever since he died, his grave opens after Asr every day, upon which he comes out of it, brays 3 times in this manner, and then returns. His grave then closes behind him. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Swallowed alive by the earth. There was a farmer's house in a village always troubled by quarrels between his mother and wife. The farmer's wife had returned to a parental home many times after being upset by this, and the farmer would plead to have her come back each time. The final time this occurred, the wife said to the farmer, "Either I will stay in this house or your mother will." The farmer was infatuated with his wife and he foolishly decided that the solution to the daily arguments was to get rid of his mother. He made an excuse and took his mother to his sugarcane field. As he was cutting the sugarcane, when the opportunity arose, he turned to his mother and intended to strike her with his axe. The earth suddenly seized him by his feet, and the axe fell from his hand. His mother was shocked at this and ran towards their village screaming. The earth had begun to slowly swallow the farmer. Panicked and delirious, he shouted out and called upon his mother, seeking her forgiveness. Yet she was very distant from him now. When people arrived there after some time, he had sunk into the earth up to his chest. They tried to take him out but were unsuccessful. The earth continued to swallow him until he was completely consumed by it. Allah forbid. Dear Islamic brothers, take heed. If you have ever displeased your parents, fall at their feet and seek their forgiveness. This was punishment in this world for the naive farmer who was disobedient to his mother. If he was Muslim, we ask Allah to have mercy upon him. When worldly punishment is unbearable, how can one ever endure the punishment of the hereafter? By Allah, the punishment given after death to those who disobey their parents will be considerably more terrifying than that of the world. Here are three narrations from pages 20 to 21 of Oceanic Dome, a booklet of Maktabatul Madina. Hanging from burning branches. Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, on the night of Mi'raj, I saw some people hanging from branches of fire. O Jibra'il, I asked, who are they? He replied, الَّذِينَ يَشْتُمُونَ آبَاءَهُمْ وَأُمَّهَاتِهِمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. These are the people who in the world spoke ill of their fathers and mothers. Blazing coals falling like rain. It is related, blazing coals equal to the number of rain droplets that fall from the sky to the earth come into the grave of someone who swore at his parents. The rib-breaking squeeze of the grave. According to another narration, when those who were disobedient to their parents are buried, the grave squeezes them until their ribs become overlapped with one another. Fall at the feet of your parents and seek their forgiveness. Dear Islamic brothers, if both or one of your parents are upset with you, humble yourself in front of them. Ask them for pardon and fulfill their lawful wishes. Also, repent in the court of Allah sincerely, for the goodness of both worlds is found in this. To learn more about the rights of parents, read the booklet Rights of Parents and watch a Madani Muzakara that took place during the Itikaf of Ramadan 1430 AH, entitled The Consequences for Those Who Disobey Their Parents. The Power of a Mother's Dua. There is no doubt fulfilling the rights of parents is extremely difficult, yet one must strive to this end throughout their life and avoid upsetting them. Those who cause pain to their parents suffer terrible consequences in this world. The scholar Kamal ad-Din Damiri rahmatullahi alayhi relates the following. Zamakhshari, who was a well-known scholar of the Mutazilla sect, had one of his legs amputated. When people asked him about this, he revealed that it was a result of a dua his mother made against him. He then said the following, in my childhood, I caught a bird and tied a string around its leg. I accidentally released it, so it flew away and entered an opening in the wall. However, the string was still hanging out, so I took hold of it and pulled hard. This caused the bird to come out, but the poor thing's leg had been cut off by the string. My mother was pained by this disturbing scene. and she made dua against me. Just as you have cut the leg of this helpless creature, may Allah cause your leg to be cut also. This has now come to pass. Sometime later, I set off for Bukhara to seek knowledge. But on the way, I fell from my conveyance and my leg was seriously wounded. After arriving in Bukhara, I sought many forms of treatment, but the pain did not subside. I ultimately had to have my leg amputated. Like this, his mother's dua against him came to pass. Physical effects of loving one's parents. Everyone is aware of how important parents are. Islam has commanded us to outright to keep them happy and avoid displeasing them. Without a shadow of doubt, the goodness of both worlds lies in this for us. Even non-Muslim scientists have conducted some amazing research in relation to parents. Hence, the following is a summary of a report by Dr. Nicholson Davis and Professor Mislon Kam. The more parents age, the more their love increases for their children. This love leads to a unique light being developed in their eyes, which proves to be a source of good health for the children. Even if parents are thousands of miles away, but they are pleased with their children, then through their parental sympathies and heartfelt wishes, these unseen rays continue to reach the children. Even if parents are sick, these invisible rays do not weaken. Their intensity only increases. If parents happen to be close by, these love-filled unseen rays give strength to the body and nerves, keeping them supple and tender. A parent's touch removes psychological illnesses and mental health issues. Another scientist writes about his own experience. Whenever I lovingly look at my mother, I sense an overwhelming feeling of tranquility within myself. These were some findings of non-Muslims. Yet we must not obey our parents due to worldly benefits. We should obey them to fulfill the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Muslims serve them to some extent at least, whereas non-Muslims are generally neglectful towards their elderly parents. Try to understand this from the following. A care home and a helpless woman. The following is a shocking incident detailed in a journal from the United Kingdom. There was a woman who had only one daughter named Mary. When Mary grew older, her mother gave her in marriage to a well-to-do young man of a respected social standing, and the mother also began to live with them. Mary eventually had a beautiful child who was named Elizabeth. The grandmother had gained a new companion, and Elizabeth also became very attached to her. Time went by, and as Elizabeth grew older, her grandmother was becoming frail. Elizabeth was now old enough to change her own clothes and take care of herself. Mary thought to herself that her mother had become old now, and when guests come, she does not fit in. Thus, she admitted her to a care home for the elderly. Her mother protested greatly, trying to demonstrate her importance in the home and her role in raising Elizabeth, but it was of no use. Elizabeth had grown fond of her grandmother, and she showed great support for her, but she was also disregarded. Mary made excuses that the home was becoming overcrowded and that her mother should not worry, as they would come to visit her from time to time and even bring her home on weekends. She also made a point that going to a care home did not mean their relationship would end. In the beginning, Mary would regularly visit her mother, but the gap between these visits gradually grew longer. Eventually, the old woman was left to wait. She would write lengthy letters and send her love to her granddaughter Elizabeth, but it did not make any difference. On one occasion, Mary wrote her a letter telling her that she would bring her home the day before Christmas. The old woman could not contain her joy, and she sewed a sweater as a gift for her granddaughter. When the night of the 24th of December arrived, it snowed heavily, and Mary was due to pick her up. The old woman sat restlessly on the balcony of the building with her gift in hand, carefully looking at every car travelling on the road, waiting to see when Mary's car would arrive. Nancy, a worker in the care home, felt sorry for the restless old lady and tried to get her to go inside a heated room. The old lady refused. Nancy wrapped her in a warm shawl and sympathetically offered her tea many times. Shivering in the cold, the old woman spent the entire night waiting, but her daughter did not come. Due to the intense cold, the old woman was afflicted with severe pneumonia. This can be caused by the cold, a cough, and sore throat. It causes a part of the lungs to become inflamed, preventing air from entering that area. This causes the affected person extreme difficulty in breathing, and their body temperature can rise to 105 degrees Fahrenheit. In the end, unable to bear this illness, the old woman passed away. After several days, Mary went to the care home to pick up her mother's belongings. She thanked Nancy as she was the one who took care of her mother until her final moments. As Nancy was still young and very helpful, Mary tried to convince her to come and work in her home by offering her a better salary. To give her a sense of the wrong she had done, Nancy replied, "I will definitely come to your house, but not yet. When your daughter Elizabeth leaves you in this care home, I will go and work for her instead." An appeal of two elderly care home residents. Dear Islamic Brothers, this was an incident regarding a non-Muslim family, which has perhaps left you in surprise. Non-Muslim countries have countless care homes for the elderly, and it is now unfortunate to see that in following their example, Muslim countries such as Pakistan are also beginning to adopt this. A Madani Muzakara for the elderly took place on the 16th of Rabiul Awwal 1432 AH, 19th of February 2011, in which thousands of individuals from across Pakistan participated. This Madani Muzakara was also broadcasted live on Madani Channel. Two extremely frail gentlemen who were residents of a care home in Pakistan shared their painful story with Islamic Brothers. They expressed their grief and sorrow regarding their family members who had left them there. They also said it was their wish for their family to take them back home, as being in a care home was distressing them severely. How unappreciative, neglectful, and incompetent are offspring who forget the favours of their parents did for them. They instead want nothing to do with their elderly parents, even though they are in greater need of support during that stage of life. Dear Islamic Brothers, kindly make a promise that no matter what happens, you will look after your parents throughout their lives, and you shall make yourself worthy of paradise by serving them. Insha'Allah. Parents have many rights over us, and it is impossible to be freed of this responsibility. Walking on hot stones for 6 miles whilst carrying his mother. A companion, radiallahu anhu, once said to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, there were stones on a path that were so hot they could cook meat if this was placed upon it. I carried my mother on my shoulders for 6 miles on this path. Have I now been absolved of fulfilling her rites? The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied, from all the painful contractions she endured whilst giving birth to you, this is perhaps recompense for one of them. Pregnancy pain. Dear Islamic brothers, mothers bear untold hardships and pains for their children. Only a mother can understand the pain that is felt when giving birth. Men, on the other hand, do not experience anything of the sort. The reviver of Islam and Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, writes on page 101 of Fatawa Razaviyya, volume 27. The man's connection is one of pleasure, whereas the woman faces a huge spectrum of hardships. She carries the child for 9 months in her womb, such that walking, sitting and standing become difficult for her. Then at the time of delivery, she faces death with each contraction. And she who experiences postnatal bleeding loses sleep due to the many types of pain she feels. This is why Allah states, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. His mother bore him in the womb with hardship and delivered him with hardship and carrying him and weaning him in his 30 months. And with the birth of every child, the woman can potentially face at least 3 years of after effects. The driver's life was saved. Dear Islamic brothers, in order to become a practical reflection of the Sunnah and spread the call to righteousness far and wide, remain attached to the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Continue to strive for the preservation of your faith. Offer your salah regularly, act upon the Sunnah, and live your life in accordance with the Pious Deeds booklet. To attain steadfastness, fill this in each day whilst taking accountability of yourself and hand it in to the relevant responsible person in your area by the first of every month. You can fulfill the aim of I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world by travelling for 3 days every month in a sunnah-inspired Madani qafila in the company of those who love Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Here is an amazing story enclosed to encourage you. An Islamic sister took oath and explained how her brother was working as a driver in the city of Riyadh. As he was driving one day, he was involved in a major accident and fell unconscious. The injuries to his brain were so extensive, there was no hope that he would survive, and circumstances prevented his family from visiting. Alhamdulillah, his sister would attend the weekly sunnah-inspired gathering of Dawat-e-Islami, and she mentioned the situation about her brother to an Islamic sister from her area. The Islamic sister reassured her, advised her to attend the gathering regularly and to make abundant dua there. She did as such. Alhamdulillah, through the blessings of the dua she made in the gathering, her brother began to speak within 3 months. The doctors were also amazed, as his brain injuries were many and there was no apparent hope of him surviving. Alhamdulillah, her faith in the blessings of these sunnah-inspired gatherings bloomed further. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Mercy descends in sunnah-inspired gatherings. Alhamdulillah, the du'as made in sunnah-inspired gatherings bear great effect. Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayh once exclaimed, عند الذكر الصالحين تنزل الرحمة. I.e. mercy descends when the righteous are mentioned. When mercy descends with mention of the righteous, then why will mercy not descend in a gathering where Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam are mentioned? And why then will supplications not be accepted in the place where mercy descends? As mentioned on page 422 of Jannat Mile Jane Wale A'mal, a publication of Maktabatul Madina, the companions Abu Huraira and Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhuma narrate, we were with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam when he declared, whenever a group sits to make dhikr of Allah, they are surrounded by angels, covered by mercy, and have tranquility descend upon them. Allah then makes mention of them in front of His angels. What is dhikr? There is no doubt chanting Allahu and Hakhu is a form of dhikr. Reciting the Quran, glorifying and praising Allah, making dua, sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, reciting poems in praise of him and other righteous personalities, giving and listening to sermons, lessons and sunnah-inspired speeches, these are all also considered the dhikr of Allah. This means the sunnah-inspired gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami are also gatherings of dhikr. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O Lord of the Prophet, forgive us without accountability, keep us alive in the love of you and your beloved. May we act upon the sunnah for as long as we live. When it comes to our passing away, may we die in the sacred city of Medina in the shade of the green dome whilst beholding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah upon our tongues. May we be granted burial in Jannatul Baqi and may we neighbor the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, whoever wishes for a long life and an abundance of sustenance should exhibit good conduct with their parents and maintain ties with them. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.